Hi, I'm David Ellis, and this is my pick for this round of the Justice League Draft. So let me make a case for this round's choice. Clayface. That's right, you heard me. Clayface. And there are quite a few versions of that character I could use, but the one I'm going with may be the one the least amount of people would expect. Annie. So you're probably asking, who? I direct your attention to the new Batman Adventures animated episode, Growing Pains. Robin had befriended a homeless girl named Annie, who turned out to be an offshoot of the Matt Hagen Clayface, intended to be a scout to see if the coast was clear, then lost her memory the further she got from him. Surprisingly, she had developed her own personality as the timid girl she appeared to be. At the end of the episode, Annie was reluctantly reabsorbed back into Clayface, where her personality was believed to be lost. Robin even believed Hagen had murdered Annie. But what if that wasn't the case? What if Annie's personality reasserted itself and split off from Clayface through sheer willpower? Perhaps Matt Hagen, not wanting to be a father, but not knowing what else to do with Annie, dropped her off at Star Labs. In fact, my previous pick, Vibe, also works for Star Labs, so there's that connection. Given a chance to grow and develop into her own personality, she adopts the legal name Annie Clay. Years later, inspired by the example of the heroes around her, she uses her powers as a superhero in her own right, reforming the moniker of Clayface as a member of the Justice League. Okay, yes, this is probably the most fanfic-like of my entries so far, but it's neat to think about. So far, my team stands at Black Canary, Static, Vibe, and Clayface, with a couple more on the way. This has been my pick for this round of the Justice League Draft. I'm David Ellis. You can follow me on Twitter at HRStreaming. In addition, I am the editor-in-chief of Marvel Crossroads, a Marvel fanfiction site in which I write X-Men and co-write Amazing Spider-Man. The site's continuity branches off from the Silver Age and goes in its own direction while being set in the 80s. It's an odd premise, but it's a lot of fun. You can find it at marvelcrossroads.wordpress.com. And now, let's continue with the draft.